Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the staycation setup. We got a crazy one, I think, per the email. Morning Mess, JD, Sienna, your guy, Joey Boy. Katrina, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, hun. So I was reading the email, well, some of it. And it says, you think that your man is cheating with your ex. So is your man bi that he's trying to get with your ex?
No, I am.
Oh,
like, I'm openly bisexual. It's just, like, how I live my life.
Oh, okay. I read this. So he's trying to get at your ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay. Got you.
Gotcha. Oh.
So my last ex is a girl. Her name's Sam.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we ended pretty amicably. Like, it was, like, just kind of one of those, okay, this isn't working out or whatever, and it was fine. But we're in the same friend group, and so we see each other every once in a while. But then when I started dating Brandon, he knew all of this. So he's met Sam, like, once or twice. And we've been together, Brandon and I, have been together for a year. And ever since he met her, he's always, like, made these jokes about, like, bringing her into our relationship. Like, he wants, like, a throuple or whatever.
Hello.
And so I would just laugh and brush it off, but I never really liked it. Like, I was like, no. And then a few weeks ago, we went out for a friend's birthday, and then Brandon and Sam got really drunk, and that was, like, the friendliest I've seen them get. I wasn't drinking that much. I just listened to them, like, ramble, you know? And so Brandon kept mentioning, like, how we should invite Sam in because we'd already hooked up. And I was, like, laughing it off. He kept insisting and even told Sam to convince me. And it just, the whole thing really pissed me off. And I told him to stop. He didn't think it was a big deal. But, like, now fast forward, Brandon's asking me to invite Sam over for dinner. Because I guess they followed each other on Instagram. Now they're friends or something. And I had no idea. Like, I basically was like, no, like, that's my ex. Even though we're cool, like, I don't want her to be our friend like that. We're cool when we see each other, you know, like, at a party or whatever. But I don't know. He gets now really defensive when it comes to her. No idea if something's happening that I don't know about. But they're following each other. And he was super into it. And I don't know, like, what kind of weird fantasy he's got going on. And
I know which one he asked.
I'm not interested in a throuple. Like, that's not my thing.
Here's why we'll ask with your ex. Did she ever bring up being in a throuple with another person, another guy, to be specific? Is she into that?
No, she's bisexual too. But actually, she's, like, usually dating women more than men.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't know what this is about, but she was so flirty with him. It was so weird. I just couldn't even.
Do you think she's just doing it to get you mad?
That could be it, yeah.
Like, maybe she doesn't want your man?
We didn't really have beef. It wasn't dramatic at all.
I get it. Your man's being persistent about it, so that's where I would have to...
Yeah, I know where he's persistent.
Do you think they've hooked up already, though? Is this, like, his one step into getting you to join?
I think so.
I don't know what's going on. It's too much. Like, he's mentioning it way too much.
Right. Either he has or he wants to. Okay, well, fair enough, Katrina. What we'll do is we'll have Sienna call up your man, Brandon, offer him a free romantic hotel stay and ask who he wants to put on that reservation. Obviously, if he says your name and everything is fine, it's just that weirdo men, we are weird and we are pers, and he has that fantasy of that, but he's not pursuing it physically. But if he does say Sam, your ex-lady, then obviously...
Yeah.
And Sienna does a great job at chopping it up, so I guess we got to find out if they have been hooking up or he wants to.
Yeah, I can definitely do that for you.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference, yeah. Because Sam might not know. Sam might just be kind of flirting, but harmless. But we'll find out up next, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys. I have to know.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Brandon?
Speaking.
Hey, Brandon, my name is Selena's calling here with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm not interested, but thank you very much.
Well, before you hang up, I wanted to let you know that we're going to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. So would that be something that interests you?
I don't have any money. but thank you very much.
I completely understand. I know times can be a little tough right now, but I will say this stay is completely free. All we need from you is a Google or Yelp review of your whole experience, and that's it, Brandon.
Just a Google review, and then everything's free, no money at all, no credit card information, nothing.
No, nothing like that. We just need the review because it really helps us get our name out there since we're new to the North Scottsdale area just for business purposes. So we would love to treat you and a guest for that review.
I'm not writing a novel or anything, but I will write one or two sentences.
You can be absolutely honest. Yeah, that's exactly what we're wanting and looking for.
All right. Yeah, sign me up.
All right. Well, congratulations, Brandon. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
I'm going to go with saucy.
Okay, perfect. What are you thinking?
You'll have to bite down on your pillow.
Okay. I'm writing that down for you. And Brandon, I just like to get a feel for the couple that we'll be hosting so it can, you know, enhance the experience that we provide here for you. So I just wanted to ask how long you've been seeing this person.
We've been keeping it casual for a little while now.
Okay, you're kind of keeping it casual, so I'm assuming there's no labels on it.
Let's go with that, yes.
Oh, okay, but you're very into this person and have things kind of taken that next step, if you will, if that's the way to phrase it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. I like that for you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and put that down for you. And now I just have one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name is Sam.
How the hell are you cheating on me with my own ex-girlfriend?
Brandon, we got to let you know something. You're live on the radio with our show called The Morning Mess. And we have your girl, well, soon to be ex probably, Katrina, that's been listening to this whole conversation.
Was it really that easy for you to just my ex? Like, this whole time I think you're making jokes and you're not being serious. Her for going along with all this because you both knew damn well what you're doing when you went through with this. I don't want to hear from you like it's a mistake or you're sorry, because you still did it. It's done.
I have been hinting at this for a very long time.
Your little fetish fantasy, whatever the hell this is, like, just quit that. I don't want to bring my ex into our relationship. I'm not like that.
You're putting like way too many constrictions on our relationship.
No, do not. Both of you can just stay the hell away from me.
Okay. So, obviously, this isn't going to work, Brandon. You want a throuple. She gave you the boundaries. You disrespected it. You're trying to holler at this girl who's her ex. Obviously, this is over.
I disagree. You are blowing this way out of proportion.
I don't think she is.
I'm blowing this out of proportion. You're a liar and you're disgusting. I am so done.
Well, she hung up. So, listen, Brandon.
You're messy.
Yeah.
Relationships are messy.
All right, Dr. Phil. Okay. Yeah, we get it.
All right.
Okay. I'm over you.
Yeah, me too. Brandon, you there? Here you go. That guy's an idiot.
She went off, though.
Yeah, she did.
I don't understand what he wasn't understanding. She didn't want a throuple, but he was trying to justify it.
There was no justifying. There's boundaries.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. When you're in a relationship, you got to test it out. You got to ask the questions that, you know, maybe will fulfill your relationship with that person. You ask if they're uncomfortable. You know, that's the boundary. And you can't ask again. It's over. It's done.
Just leave it at that. And just because she's bisexual, you can't assume that she wants to just be a part of your little fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah. And then going back to your old ex, at least get someone new.
Right.
No, don't listen.
Is that the stipulation? Yeah.
Okay. So the ex is gone. So you want to go to Mill Avenue and find someone else?
That makes a difference.
You just said this person specifically.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.